Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of You Have to Make Your Own Fun Around Here, written by Frances Macken, read by Siobhan O'Kelly. Glenbrough is alive. There are fields and meadows, a valley with swaying grasses, gates to swing upon and hollows to hide in, and arched canopies of billowing trees set over narrow boreens. Myself and Evelyn and Maeve trek the overgrown railway tracks set deep in an incline, play at being tied to the sleepers and rescue each other in the nick of time. We go into the graveyard and visit the lichen-blotched graves of long-dead relatives and ride bikes we've long outgrown over steep hills, swooping into the air before thudding onto the tar with a jaw-rattling jolt. We play in the disused quarry and sit in the old machinery left to rust, attempting to force the dusty gear stick and turn the gigantic steering wheel, its rubber coating bubbled with age and heat. The door of the church is always open, and we go in and gaze at holy statues, willing them to wink at us. We're never chosen for apparitions, but it's for the best. We might get too much of a fright, or we might be given a big job by God to carry out when all we want to do is play. St. Jude is the saint of hopeless cases, and he stands inside the vestibule in a big maroon cloak with plaster folds, his forefinger pressed to a gold medallion. Maeve leaves flowers from the roadside at his chipped feet. We watch a group of older boys walking to school, spread out across the road, long legs striding, black trousers made of cheap fabric flap in the wind, white socks garish beneath. The boys give chase, kicking plastic bottles that tipple into thick hedges. We girls hang back and knot ourselves together. I adore Evelyn. I endure Maeve. I don't like them being too close or doing things without my being involved. Unfortunately for me, Evelyn and Maeve are cousins. And when you're cousins, it's a given that you're friends. It's a bad sign if you can't be friends with your own cousin. And even if the cousin is in the wrong, you stand by them. That's the rule of being cousins. For Maeve, it's a mixed blessing having Evelyn for a cousin. Evelyn is bold, and I know it, and the children at school know it, but the grown-ups don't know it at all. Evelyn has a small round face. She has hazel eyes that dart about, with violet shadows beneath. Her skin is sallow, and her hair is long and dark, worn with a middle parting. She's thin and angular, with a curious sort of frame, the hips leading and the spine tilting backwards, her body appearing crooked from the side like a straw distorted in a clear glass of water. She gets away with things, and that's why I find her so interesting. Maeve has wispy hair that catches in the breeze, a small and compact barrelish body and a protruding tummy. She has large, slant grey eyes that droop at the outer corners, like a sad dog. Her teeth resemble little pegs, and she can carry a masterful whistle. She has wet bubbles in her nose in the winter that bring about weeping scabs and a mysterious bald patch behind her left ear, and we whack anyone who asks her about it, but even me and Evelyn don't know why it's there.